Good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room. Hola.
Hey,
hola.
Guys. Hola. Hola.
Yep. Hola.
Hello.
Hey, real quick, just thank y'all making all of our days just that much better.
Oh, thank you, man.
So real quick, because I'm going to end up with two of these, man. My old man growing up, it was breakfast for dinner.
All right. I'm a fan.
So, my mom was not great in the kitchen. So the silver dollar pancakes with fried potatoes and eggs. And so you travel all over, and like I'm constantly looking for a diner that can duplicate what he did. And but yeah,
so wait a minute, you're saying that the potatoes and the eggs are cooked together, or they're separate?
Oh yeah, just fried potatoes, and then he'd throw the few eggs in there.
Okay,
and, smush them around a little.
Typically, that's going to be more of a scramble thing. But I would seriously suggest you go to Vula's Offshore Cafe, which is at the north side of South Lake Union. They have something very similar to that. And if not, they will make exactly what you want if you ask for it. So
absolutely.
I don't know if it's going to taste like it,
right?
But it's going to be the same ingredients.
But for Ted, it was really, truly, it was his baked steelhead.
It sounds great.
It sounds great.
Yeah, where I grew up, we just didn't have fresh fish like that. That's
no.
And it's a myth a lot. I grew up in a sporting goods store, and, he only caught one, every 3 or 4 months. But it was it's a mythological fish. In my opinion, it doesn't really exist, but it's beautiful. It's like a giant trout. And, with the bacon and the lemon and just beautiful. And I cannot, I own restaurants. I can't find fish the way he made it.
I mean, it is a trout, right? Still,
did he do it? Did he do it whole or did he flay it?
Oh yeah, no, whole, whole, and you just you put everything else, the bacon and the lemon and everything else inside of it, and you just baked it, and it came out, and it was just this beautiful thing. People eat salmon a lot, steelhead you don't find because they're mythological.
Speaking of mythological fish, there's a thing in Baltimore, and I mean, this is on every street corner, lake trout. Right, and a big ass sign everywhere you go, right? If it's like convenience store, bodega, you name it, or maybe it's a restaurant, but it says lake trout. I lived there for 23 years. I was never sure what lake trout was. And if you ask, what is lake trout? Typically, the response is, we do not know. We just get a fish, right? We kind of deep fried. It's roughly the same fish, but no one seems quite sure what it is. I'm guessing it's probably cod, just because of the East Coast.
Yeah,
and they would deep fry the living bejesus out of this thing. It was all kind of spicy. It was delicious. There's no such thing as lake trout.
I've never seen that anywhere else.
No, but everywhere you go in Baltimore, man, try lake trout. And honestly, if you go to Baltimore, try lake trout. It's very good.
And if you, there's a couple places, right, like on, is it North Ave?
North Ave or probably Green Mount. Yeah, those.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain areas, right? Like, I mean, Baltimore's just one of those cities. You go three blocks, the neighborhood's completely changed. But yeah, me and my one buddy, Steve Caesar.
Yeah.
We did not care, and we would go into the bad neighborhoods during the day, and we would get that big, like, 4 or 5, like, lake trout piece.
Oh, yeah. And you'd never know what fish you're eating.
But you're right. It's not trout.
No.
It's some kind of white fish, though.
Okay. Another state's favorite food, fair scones.
Fair.
Who specializes
Washington.
In... That's exactly right.
Oh.
Look, scones to me were English until I moved here. And everybody's like, you're a scone, scones. And I used to say, like, oh, I'm going to get a scone, I'm going to get a scone. Then I had Fisher scones.
That's
I was
exactly
like,
what it
I
says.
I get it.
Made by Fisher scones, served warm, half split open, slathered with jam.
That's only here.
Beloved for their smooth, fluffy texture.
And
any copycat exists, but never as good as the Fisher.
There's differences,
say.
Right? Like here at fairs, you have elephant ears and the scones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas, like, on the East Coast, you go to the boardwalk and it's all funnel cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gotcha.
Which, the elephant ear and the funnel cake,
they're not that far apart.
They're not that different.
But they're not the same.
Okay, I think one person will get this one in here. Yakamine.
Yakamine.
Virginia.
Yakamine. You guys know?
No.
I've never heard of it.
Can you say what it is?
It's a favorite hangover cure. Dish is a matchup of different cultures and combines soy sauce, spaghetti or noodles.
Ketchup.
Creole spices, green onions
Louisiana.
Or cilantro. Louisiana. Hard-boiled eggs in aromatic beef broth.
You know what's crazy
commonly
about that is?
Commonly topped with hot sauce and ketchup.
When I was growing up, when I visited my grandparents in Virginia, I thought they made it up, but it's very related. It's not Yakamine. They called it yak. And it was spaghetti noodles, and then you mix ketchup and soy sauce, and maybe you add some other stuff. But they would intentionally order just bland-ass noodles from a Chinese restaurant and then mix the soy sauce and ketchup. I mean, and they devoured this stuff, right?
That just sounds like a stoner food.
Dude, I mean, it kind of is, but they...
I mean, I'd eat it.
And my grandmother, she could cook her ass off, but like her treat to herself was yuck. And again, soy sauce, ketchup, and you mix it with noodles. And like as a kid, it was palatable because it just tastes like salt. Looking back, I'm like, that is ridiculous. That's a sodium bomb, man.
This sounds great to me, but Virginia's favorite original recipe, Virginia peanut soup. So think of like a lobster bisque or something that's a little bit thicker, but peanut based.
Okay. Mm.
So it's creamy, savory soup made with aromatics, broth, cream, and peanut butter.
I would eat that. Think about like it's all rooted, the Asian
it's rooted,
dishes.
It's rooted in African culture.
Yeah, I mean, think about all the dishes, you know, peanut chicken, etc. It works.
It's like warmed up peanut sauce, but soup.
I get it, but like a little bit of peanut flavor goes a long way with me.
It does.
I love a peanut butter jelly sandwich. I have nothing wrong with peanut butter whatsoever. But when I'm getting assaulted by peanut butter, that's when I'm like, hey, easy, easy.
Assaulted, I get what you did.
Yeah.
Good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Edgar. Welcome to the binge room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, I grew up in North Carolina, and anytime you get a pork-based, vinegar-based barbecue, it reminds me of home. But what?
Absolutely.
The one food that, it's not like I ever see it out here, it's a banana sandwich.
A banana sandwich.
Now, is this banana and peanut butter, or just straight banana sandwich?
Yeah, everybody eats a banana and peanut butter. In my family, I don't know why, I think it might come on my mama's side because I see my cousins do it too. It's a banana on a Wonder Bread, and you can substitute Hawaiian bread, I found out. That works really good.
That would work better, I think.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of Wonder Bread in my house anymore. My kids are making sourdough and stuff. But
that's what happened when you moved out here, dude.
Yeah, so, yeah, like I say, I just, every now and then I'll just get some white bread, banana, and you put Miracle Whip on both sides of the bread. And I know it sounds horrible.
Yes, it
everybody
does.
Everybody just gags when I tell them, but it's kind of like a sweet and sour in that you got that tanginess from the Miracle Whip and the sweetness of the banana. And it can't be a green banana, but then again, you don't want one of those too brown either. You know, there's only about a two-hour window where you can make this thing.
Two-hour window for you. And look, I'm not going to lie to you, man. It does not sound like the worst thing, but it does not sound good at all.
Where did you grow up in North Carolina?
I grew up in Wilson. You know, if you were to look at it on the map, they talk about it in Mayberry every now and then. You know, there's Mayberry and Mount Pilot. And every now and then you go over to Rocky Mount or Wilson or something. If you had some official business, you'd go into Raleigh. So I grew up right in Mayberry, man.
Okay. All right. So that's like kind of like the Piedmont area, I guess.
Grew up in Mayberry.
Well, that's where that's where the town is.
Is Mayberry a real town?
And that Mount Pilot, I want to say that was featured in a movie. And I cannot remember which
one. All right.
But they're, you know, they're
I just assume Mayberry was a made-up place. But you're telling me it's an actual town in North Carolina.
Yes.
I will be damned. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, man.
I didn't think it was. I know the other towns he references are real.
Sure. But I guess, hey. Obviously, that's their claim to fame.
But I will say this. If you ever go to North Carolina, try their style of barbecue.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's different.
Phenomenal.
But that's what I always got in, the grandparents of Virginia, the people that love yak, Virginia. It's the same as Carolina barbecue. But it confused me as a kid because we'd visit grandparents of Virginia. Do you want to get barbecue? Yes. Always pulled pork, always vinegar-based. We visit the family in Texas. You want barbecue? Yeah. Tomato-based and, like I said, all beef. Massive ribs. Okay. And it wasn't until I got older I realized, like, oh, okay. Barbecue can be different depending where you are.
Yeah. Right. That's okay. Why I think it's funny now because it's like when I go, like, to me, you either have Carolina style or Texas. Mayberry's not a real town.
It's not.
It's okay. Fictional based
on Mount Pilot, right?
Okay.
Mount Airy.
Oh, Mount Airy. Okay, white barbecue sauce. What state is that known for?
Alabama. They have a minor league team.
Made from mayonnaise, vinegar, horseradish, and a little bit of Worcestershire.
Mm.
I don't know if I've ever had white barbecue sauce.
Neither have I. That
Alabama white
though.
Sauce.
It doesn't sound bad.
I've seen it on chicken wings before. It looks delicious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.